You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about my revolutionary 25-minute workout, which entrepreneurs, moms, and everyone around the world is starting to do and understand just exactly how powerful this thing is. So listen here, and I'm going to give you a formula that's going to allow you to get in and out of the gym in 25 minutes, and at the same time, get the best body you've ever had. I guarantee it. Listen to this, and you're going to get amazing results.
Sign up for the next Titanium Live event in February before it sells out. Seats are going fast. At the last Titanium Live, Armand Sadeghi announced a new concept for all Titanium events called No One Left Behind. This means that you can attend any of Armand's events for as little as $1 if that's all you can afford. No questions asked. Just go to TitaniumSuccess.com and you can name your own price. Please use the promo code TITANIUMLIFE. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to this edition of my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about fitness. But more importantly, I'm going to be talking to you about how you can have an incredible body, but at the same time have incredible health and lots of energy. And the key is this, you got to remember, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I've got a really, really busy life. And so I'm not one of these people who lives in the gym. I'm not going to give you the advice that your personal trainer would give you. You see, when you go to a personal trainer, what do they tell you? They tell you, well, here's what you got to do. You got to work out for 2 hours a day. And when you come in, you got to do this on the roller and then you've got to stretch afterwards. And they're going to give you this routine that's like 15 hours. And you're like, listen, buddy, I have a life. Now that personal trainer is trying to do the best they can, but the thing is they don't understand what kind of a life you have, right? They don't understand that as a busy entrepreneur or as a busy mom or as a busy whatever, even a busy student, you just don't have time to spend in the gym. See, I've always been an athlete. Ever since I was a young kid, probably about 10 years old, I was always in athletics. So I was always in really good shape growing up. But as I got older and I got to start having jobs and responsibilities and things like that, I just didn't have time to stay fit anymore. And I saw my body starting to fall apart on me, right? I didn't have the same look that I wanted. And at the same time, I didn't have the same level of energy. I didn't have the same level of flexibility, strength, all that stuff. And I started getting joint pain and all these terrible things. And I was like, no, this is not me. You know, I was getting into my late 20s, which to me today sounds like a baby. But, you know, when I was in my late 20s, I was starting to sort of, my body was not feeling like it used to when I was 18, obviously. And so I had to make a decision. What was I going to do? Was I going to just be okay with getting old and fat and slow? Or was I going to figure out a way to battle through this? And so what I did is I said, no, I will not be fat. I will not be slow. I will not be in bad shape. And so I started going to the gym. And what I would do is this. I found I did this literally over a period of a decade. It repeated itself consistently where I would get myself in the gym, right? And I would work out, work out, work out. And I'd work out 3-4 times a week. And I'd do this for about a month to 2 months. And then every single time, I would stop at some point. Why? Because I was spending 2 hours in the gym, right? And in addition to the time of driving there, getting in and out of my car, showering, whatever else I was going to do, it was about a 2.5 to 3 hour project. So no matter what I did, it was just taking so much time out of my day. Even though I was only doing it 3-4 times a week, eventually the day would come where I'd be like, oh, there's just no way I can do it today. And the problem with that is then the next day comes and you're busy the next day. And then the third day and the fourth day and it's over. Your whole workout routine is gone. And as this episode comes out, you know, sometime after the new year, probably within the next first 60 days of the year, most of you have probably experienced this where you had this huge goal and then you couldn't accomplish it because you did it for a while, but then it just didn't make sense anymore. And so here's what happened. See, I'm blessed. It was completely by accident that I discovered what I am now known for, because it's literally, in my opinion, the most incredible and results-oriented fitness program on the planet. And here's the thing. My fitness program, the reason you don't hear about it as much, other than hearing it from me, because it's not, there's no way to commercialize it. I can't sell this fitness plan in you know, by telling you to buy my DVDs, because what it does is it teaches you how to use what you already have, which is a gym membership that I'm sure 90% of the people listening here, you're paying for a gym membership already, or if you're not, you can go get one. There's nothing else for me to give you because it's so incredibly simple and anybody can do it. And it can give you an incredible world-class body. And let me tell you how this came about. See, years ago, I purchased this program. I was a kid. I purchased a program called Cybergenics. and it was a 2-hour workout that you were supposed to do 4 times a week, and it was a great program at the time, and I learned how to do it, and I used to do this workout, right? And I did this for years and years and years. And that's sort of where the roots of my understanding of fitness came from. Well, one day, while I was going through this thing with wanting to stay in great shape, and I was determined to be in great shape, but then, you know, I was just busy. One day I was going to the gym, and I just didn't have 2 hours, right? And it was one of those days where I would just say, no, you know what, I'm not going to go. I only had about 1.5 hours, and then I said, you know what, I'll just go for 1.5 hours, and I'll cut some things out, or I'll just go a little faster. So I got to the gym. As I was going through things, I just went a little bit faster. I rested a little bit less, right? Didn't mess around with my phone. And you know what? I did the entire 2-hour workout in 1.5 hours. And I thought, huh, so I could do this whole thing in 90 minutes. This is pretty cool, right? So then I was doing a 90-minute workout. Why spend 2 hours at the gym if you can do it in 90 minutes? So then I started going. And at some point, there was a day where I literally only had 1 hour. And I still remember this day where I went to the gym and I was like, you know, I'm gonna go anyways. I don't care if I only have 1 hour. I'd rather do 1 hour and only do part of the workout than the whole thing. But then the same thing happened. I just moved a little faster and I rested less and I did the entire workout that's supposed to be a 2-hour workout. I did it in 1 hour. Now, if a personal trainer was watching me, even I said, oh, well, you didn't rest enough between those sets, so your muscles aren't gonna grow as big. And I was like, well, I don't care. If I'm coming in here 4 times a week and I come in for the rest of my life, that's better than trying to do 2 hours, but only coming in for the next few weeks, right? So I did this, and again, for weeks and months, I was doing this 1-hour workout, and it was great. And then one day I went in, and I only had about 45 minutes. So I had 45 minutes to do this workout. That's supposed to be 2 hours. I'm doing it in 1 hour. I've really pushed the limits. There's just no way to go any faster, right? Because my muscles are fatigued between exercises. And here's what happened. See, when you're working out your muscles, some muscles are complementary. For example, whenever you're doing chest presses, right, or doing something that works out your chest, you're almost always also working out your triceps. And when you're doing something with back, you're almost always working out your biceps, right? So the way that the program I was on worked was doing your chest and your triceps together and your back and your biceps together. And I came to the realization that if I were to flip that around, what would happen is while one muscle group was working, the other muscle group could rest. Meaning, instead of doing chest and triceps, what if I did chest and biceps? And so on this day, I only had 45 minutes, and I went against everything I had been taught up until that point about exercise. Now, by the way, it's been over a decade since this happened, and now everyone is doing this. This has become a common thing, and I'm not suggesting I invented it, but certainly it wasn't a popular thing to do, and I hadn't heard about it, so I thought, hey, let's try this thing. So I started doing chest and biceps together and back and triceps together and making sure that while one muscle was working, the other muscle group was resting. So here I am doing a chest press, for example, and as soon as I'm done with the chest press, my body is fatigued. There's no question my body is fatigued. However, my bicep muscle has actually been resting the entire time because the triceps have been working, and that's an opposite muscle group, right? So what I would do is as soon as I'm done with the chest press, I could jump on and go do some bicep curls. And lo and behold, even though I was tired, my muscles were not. And then I finished that bicep curl, and guess what? I didn't need to rest as much because my chest had been working the entire time I worked on my bicep. So I did this entire workout in 45 minutes, and it was absolutely life-changing for me at the time, right? And I started doing this 45-minute workout. Now I'm getting in and out of the gym pretty darn quickly, right? Now I'm not finding that many excuses to not be able to work out, right? In fact, now when I'm on vacation, I can almost find time to work out, which is something I would never do before, right? On vacation, on business trips, how are you going to work out? But I was now starting to do that. And then one day I'm going to the gym and I only had 35 minutes. So now I've got 10 minutes less. And what I realized is if I just work a little faster, because I don't really need much rest in this program, because while I'm doing one exercise, the other muscle group is resting. I was able to do the entire thing in 35 minutes. And when I hit 35 minutes, something really incredible happened. What I did is I realized, gosh, if I can do this in 35 minutes, it means I can actually be in and out of the gym in about 1 hour, including getting ready, getting dressed, and all of that, right? And it was a really important time for me because making this realization made me get to the point that, hey, I could go to the gym 7 days a week. That's a pretty big step forward, right? Especially from a guy who used to go 3-4 days a week, and I couldn't even maintain that for the long term. So then a day came. And it was a Friday evening, and I was supposed to go to dinner, have dinner and drinks with my wife and some friends. And I literally, when I did the math on my phone, I realized that I only had about 28 minutes to work out. I would have 28 minutes. By the time I exited the freeway, got to the gym, I'd have 28 minutes to work out and then get out of the gym so that I could go home. And in this case, I was going out, so I was going to shower and get ready at home. And I said, you know what? Gosh, this is just ridiculous. I can't do it in 28 minutes. And then I said, why not? I've taken it from 2 hours down to 35 minutes. I can get it down to 28 minutes. So I went in the gym that day. And by moving quickly from one thing to the next and not wasting any time, I was able to take my entire workout and get it down to just 28 minutes. And then, to make a long story short, the 28-minute workout is what I was known for years. And then recently, about 3 years ago, I decided even 28 minutes was too long. And I've reduced it down to 25 minutes. So today, what I preach and what I'm telling you as you're listening to this, I don't care how busy you are, you have 25 minutes in your day. And what you've got to do is you've got to get in the gym. And I have a free workout program that you can download. You don't need anything fancy. All you do is you take this guide, and I've got videos, I've got all kinds of stuff that you can get on our website, titaniumsuccess.com. You can download the fitness guide for free. It's got pictures, and then you click on it, and there's videos you can watch. It's absolutely the easiest thing in the world. And if you just follow this guide, you can have an incredible body in 25 minutes a day. Now, what I talked to you about with this 25-minute workout is that you should be in and out of the gym in 45 to 55 minutes. I typically say ladies can have a little bit more time at the gym because you've got to do your makeup and all that stuff. It takes a little bit longer. But just say on average, there's no reason to be in the gym for more than about 50 minutes. And by the way, when I say 50 minutes, that's car to car. That includes getting out of your car, going inside the gym, putting your stuff in a locker, getting to the gym floor, working out, and then going back to the locker, showering and getting dressed. Yes, that's right. Showering and getting dressed. You don't get to just go to the gym and then shower and go drive home. That's just ridiculous. You got to do it all there, right? And if you're one of these people who has a problem with showering and getting dressed and all that stuff outside your house, well, you know what? Go get a really nice gym membership. If you can't afford a really nice gym membership, you're going to have to just get over it, because you got to decide, do you want to live a healthy life? Do you want to look your best? Do you want to feel your best? Do you want to have energy? Or do you want to worry about, oh, the gym is not clean? Well, you might have to get over it. Or again, you may have to upgrade to a gym that has a really clean locker area, right? So the bottom line then is you get in and out. Now, the way this exercise routine works is it also happens that by far the best shape I've ever gone into in my entire life is from this exercise routine. You see, when I was doing the 2-hour workouts, what I didn't realize is I was not doing the thing that is by far the best way to build muscle in the body, which is to do high intensity but short bursts of exercise. And that's what I'm doing now with this 25-minute workout. It's designed to be high intensity and short bursts. And yes, there is not enough time to do cardio in 25 minutes. Good. Don't do freaking cardio. Because trust me, when you're doing a 2-hour workout, which is really what my workout program is, and you're scrunching it into 25 minutes, that is your cardiovascular exercise. And it's interesting because when you do this, what you'll realize is your body continues to burn fat and continues to have high metabolism for hours after you're done. Why? Because your body gets revved up so much that it continues to go after you finish the workout. So the trick is this, you get in the gym, and the way my fitness workout routine works is very, very simple. Day one, you do your chest and you do your biceps. Day two, you do your back and you do your triceps. Day three, you do your shoulders and you do your abs. And day four, you do your legs, all right? And there's a couple different muscle groups in the legs. Now, in addition to doing the main muscle groups that I just mentioned, right, what you also do is you do a little extra thing. So day one, you do your chest and you do your biceps, and then you do a 5-minute burnout on your abs. Day two, you do your back and you do your triceps, and you do a 5-minute burnout on your glutes, right? Day three, you're doing your shoulders and your abs, but then you still do a 5-minute burnout of your abs again. And then day four, you do your legs. And then as part of that, you do a 5-minute burnout of your glutes to end the exercise. And then day five, by the way, you're right back to day one. There are no days off. Vacation days are not days off. Holidays are not days off. Weekends are not days off. When you're injured, you are not off. Unless you literally break every bone in your body. Because if you hurt your legs, you can work out your arms. If you hurt your arms, you can work out your legs. Plus, if you follow my routine, you will not injure yourself. It's impossible to injure yourself when you're doing the type of exercise that I preach, which is high intensity, right? Short bursts of working out. That means you're not lifting weights that are too big for you. There's an article on my website that you can look at on my blog where I talk about and sort of make fun of these guys who go to the gym and lift weights that are too big for them. That's not making you macho. That's going to set you up to hurt yourself, right? And it's not even doing you any freaking good, right? The other thing I want you to realize is if you go to the gym, when I say it's a 25-minute workout, I mean it's a maximum of a 25-minute workout. So you don't get to go to the gym for 30 minutes. You don't get to go for 35 minutes. You don't get to go for 40 minutes. You go for 25 minutes. During that time, put your phone away or put it on airplane mode. Don't goof off. Put some music on. Don't talk to anybody. And just focus on working out. You do that. The gift that you're going to be giving yourself by doing this is you are going to have more energy than you've ever had before in your entire life. You are going to look better than you've ever looked in your entire life. And if you don't think 25 minutes a day is good enough to give you an amazing body, go Google some of my photos and look at the fitness photos I've taken and understand that is all, number one, pure natural. I've never had any steroids. I didn't even take protein shakes to get that body. All I did was I ate healthy, natural foods. And what I did is I went into the gym and worked out for 25 minutes a day. That's it. That's all I did. And at the same time that I was doing that, I was a father, I'm a husband, spending time with my wife, traveling for business, for fun, all that stuff, and running six different companies. So there is no excuse, my friend. There's no excuse for not getting yourself into the gym. The problem is you're trying to go to the gym for hours on end. I just tell you to go for 25 minutes. And in fact, I want you to be in and out of the gym in about 45 minutes for men and maximum 55 minutes for women. There's no reason for you to ever spend more than 60 minutes in the gym, including showering and getting ready. So now, if you're waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, let's say the gym is 15 minutes away. You could be there by 7:15, let's say, however long it takes you to get ready and then get out of the house. There's not much getting ready to do. You're just putting on shorts and a t-shirt or whatever you work out in. You get in the gym, you get in and out. That, my friends, is the secret to an incredible body. But you can never skip a day, because when you skip a day, your body starts to slow down and you start to give up and you lower your standards. So secret for you here is this: 25 minutes a day of high intensity, short burst exercise. My challenge to you is this. This podcast is going to end in about 30 seconds. Before this 30 seconds is up, decide right now that you are going to go to the gym every day for 25 minutes a day. And if you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't matter. You can download the Titanium app or download the guide from my website, and both of them will give you the fitness guide right in there, right on the app. You can look at this stuff and you can follow it. And if you need to get a personal trainer, you can. But get a personal trainer and hand them my exercise routine. Say, teach me this routine. And tell them that you only want to be in the gym for 25 minutes. And let me tell you what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you it's wrong. They're going to tell you you should spend an hour and say, no, thank you. I just want to do this. And if they're not willing to teach you this routine, then don't hire them. Find yourself, if you want a personal trainer, find someone who's going to teach you this particular routine. Otherwise, just stick to the guide, follow my guide, or download the app and follow the Titanium Life app. And you're going to see that you're going to get results. Hey, I love you all. I want to see you thriving. I want to see you have an amazing body. And at the same time, I want to see you have energy levels that allow you to keep up with life, keep up with business, keep up with kids, keep up with all the things that you want to do and all the things that you love. And hey, it feels pretty damn good when you look sexy and you feel sexy. I love you all. Always remember, get out there and lead with your heart. You know what sucks is when we don't get enough bloopers for the episodes, I feel like I've somehow like let you guys down. Cause I know there's gonna be people listening to the episode and at the end they're gonna like wait for that beep and it's not gonna come on and they're gonna be so disappointed. My iPad is in my car. You guys know why I have to have my iPad while I record these podcasts? Because apparently I talk too much, and if there isn't an iPad with numbers in front of my face showing me how long I'm going, apparently I'm going to talk endlessly forever, hours and hours. That's why I need an iPad.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Siddegui here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.